struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
All right, second date update on the 20s. We got Brianna on the line. What's going on, Brianna?
Bumblebee in the house.
Bumblebee. Oh, Bumblebee. Hey. Bumblebee. I see where you're going with that. Aha, yes.
Bumblebrianna.
Optimus Prime says hi. Optimus Prime.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
All right, so Brianna, tell us about your date. What'd you guys do? How'd it end?
Oh, okay, so...
I'm sorry, are we catching you mid-snack? Yeah, even though you messaged us, and I don't want to inconvenience snack time.
Yes, sir.
I need you to transform from a little mid-morning snack to...
Yes.
I got stood up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Y'all are so funny. So I went out with this guy. We met on Facebook. We've been talking for a while before we went out. We went to Tiki's Bar.
What's that? Waikiki?
Yeah, Wikes.
Okay. I think I've been there.
I have, too.
Yeah. It's a dive bar, huh?
Back in my promoting days, we did a club night at that bar.
Well, dive meaning it's dirty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's Waikiki, but it's dirty everywhere.
Yeah, but this one is kind of like behind, kind of by 7-Eleven-ish.
On Kalakaua.
On Kalakaua, by the beach, across the street from the beach.
Oh, I've never been to that one, man. I went to a dive bar at the beginning of Kalakaua.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of dive bars.
You know by 7-Eleven on your right-hand side?
Oh, yeah.
You turn right into that little alley area. It's right around there. I can't remember.
Irish Rose?
It was...
That's booty area.
Yeah.
Yeah. That area is gross.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, you know, you got a few dollars, you need to... Okay, anyway. So you guys went to Tiki Bar, and how was that?
It was great. Got super drunk, and then ended back up at his place.
Bam! Mission accomplished.
There you go.
Oh, wait, hold on. Transform from nice Brianna. Hi, no, so nice to meet you.
Give me that fresh hump.
Well, I don't know, because we had a great time, you know, and I spent the night. I left in the morning, and I never heard from him again, so... Yeah.
Well, that sounds like every other date that most people go on. Yeah, but
it's safe to say you guys, you got some Optimus Prime that night, right?
Yeah. No, she got Megatron.
Yeah, you. Did you get some?
Gosh, I hope you watch Transformers. Otherwise, this is going all over your head, Brianna.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys help me find some answers. You're laughing at my pain, but it's okay.
Yeah, okay, but Joe just wants to confirm first before we call him. You know, you guys transformed into, you know.
Well, trans busy.
Trans busy. That doesn't sound right at all. That's totally different.
Whoa.
Yes. Did you guys oof? Yeah. Did you hump? Did you have sex? Brianna is what Joe's asking.
Spell it
out. Before you chew on your next snack.
This candy's really good. I don't
want to
kiss and tell on the radio.
We gotta answer. Okay, you guys oofed.
Right. What's
the guy's name again, Brianna? I'm sorry.
His name is Lance.
Lance. Okay, we're going to give Lance a call right now. Probably not going to be very difficult for you to stay quiet on the other line because you've been quiet most of the time. Joe, MJ, and I will do the talking. We'll figure out what happened. Ideally, get you guys reconnected for another date. At the very least, you'll have some closure, sister, okay?
There you go.
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Just leave the tiki bar again with a different one this time, my man?
It's been a long night, bro.
Look at that. Hey, is this Lance?
Who is this?
Lance, this is the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ over there.
Hey.
Is this Lance?
Who?
Is this our Lancing Queen?
Yeah, it's Lance, but who is this?
Is this Sir Lancelot Slayman?
Yeah, that's you guys.
It's the Kayla Show. Kayla, Fat Joe, MJ, 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, all right. All right, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning, waking up, I see.
Yeah,
that.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty early, fellas and ladies. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, I sound a little better.
Is that where you just slapped her on the call and say, please go? I have to take this call.
You gotta be quiet now.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's a good investment, Lance, if that really is the case. You may want to do that right now.
No, actually, you're kind of waking me up right now.
Okay. So she left already. Good. All right, well, Lance, gotta let you know we're on the air, on the radio. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going. Is that okay?
Yeah, you got me up.
Okay, perfect. We're calling about this girl. You guys went on a date, went to Tiki Bar in Waikiki, then back to your place, and then, you Sir Lancelot and slayed that guy.
The sword in her stone.
You talking about Brianna?
Brianna,
yes! Sir, hey!
Oh, my God. Yo, let me, I'll say this. Brianna is pretty as a motherfucker, but she is nasty. I mean... nasty, good, disgusting, nasty.
Okay,
I'm gonna go from the standing position to the transform down to the seated position. Tell us about Bumble 3.
Not in that way either. Nah, not in that way at all. So let me tell you how it went down. So we went out. We got pretty drunk, had a good time, had some poo-poos, and I mean a whole lot of drinks, like with a S. 15 S's after the S.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of fun. I ain't going front. And then we left out. So you know where my head is going. We walk out. We walk into my apartment because we're so drunk. You know, I don't think she should drive. You agree?
Yeah, right, absolutely. Right. Yeah. There's also this alternative called Uber. Yeah, but anyway, I'm with you, brother. I mean, if you're at that point,
nah, don't go
all
down
parties like are in agreement.
Yes.
So, but I don't live far. You know, I'm like a half a mile or less away. So like 5 minutes into the walk, she tells me out loud, I got to take a Yeah, just like what? That. What woman does that?
It sounds like Joe and me during the morning show.
That's a long time,
man.
When
we're not on the air, a song is playing. One of us is like, I got to take a
very back.
Yeah. How much time do we have before we go on the air? So you got about 5-10 minutes. I got to take a grumpy.
Yeah.
So we're walking down the street, and as we're walking, she's unbuttoning her pants.
Oh my God! Okay.
Between the bushes and just squatted right there, and then she right there in front of me.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
Was she looking at you?
The push face.
Yes. You know.
You gonna hit this later.
I'm about to tap that in a little bit, but before I do that, I just want to let you know
I'm pooping right now.
I'm pooping right now.
Oh my God.
Wow. Take a good that look because so you're disgusting. About to get it, boy.
Yes, sir.
I give you a little preview, but hold on.
I'm pooping right now.
How she wipe up?
She asked me to go get one of them little weekly magazines or 100
weekly magazines. Oh my
gosh. Yeah. So she can use the pages. She ripped them out, crumpled it up, and then like wipe that with it, and then just threw it away.
Oh,
just threw
it away. Ew.
And carried it with her, threw it away at a bus stop.
Wait, and you still brought her back to your place? And she
nothing
was
stop me tonight.
With pants down. I would have been like, okay, I'm gone.
Yeah, well,
I would have been running. Because by the time you pull your pants up, and then you get your weekly magazine, if I may, and then pull your pants up, zip up, I'm like at least 5 blocks away.
For real, though, you're that drunk.
And I'm doing it like Frogger. I'm like going through plots so that way you don't know exactly which direction
can't follow
I live
me,
in.
Bro.
Yeah.
But check it out. We get to my house, right, because I'm doing the gentleman thing. I let her in my house with a dirty and let her take a shower. So she takes a shower, and then she falls asleep on my couch. And then she woke up, and the next morning, she just left.
Okay.
Oh.
Just left.
You
I had
should
to get
be
my
thanking
couch.
Yourself.
Yeah, it sounds like the only thing that you're upset about is that she waited till the next morning to leave. I would have been like, look, I didn't even want you in the shower, but could you at least do me a solid since I'm letting you take a shower in my place after you took a shower in the street and used a weekly magazine as toilet paper? Will you please go? just be not here.
Don't worry. I'm going to have my cleaning people come in today.
I'd have your bleach
now
people come in today.
I want them to come back.
And for the record, it could be either gender that did this. And to me, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, you're a better person than I. I got to be honest, Lance, because I would have been, like, sincerely, as soon as pants were down and she squats and I...
That first foot, I'm out.
I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah. I got to go take a now.
I got to go throw up.
I honestly didn't think that she was going to do it. I thought she was going to pee because it sounded liquidy. But then all of a sudden, the smell, that wasn't no pee.
Yeah. You heard a thud.
The ground shook.
Yeah, the plants weren't being watered.
No.
They were being fertilized. All right. Well, Lance, hate to put you in this.
I saw some insects and rats come running out of there after that.
You mean the feed. All right. Well, hey, we got Brianna on the other line. She had called us to call you. She wasn't sure why you weren't getting back to her. Yeah. Brianna, my girl.
No, no shame, Brianna. No shame.
Yeah. Boy, yeah,
you gotta
Brianna,
go. You gotta go.
Brianna.
I'm pooping right now.
Who hasn't to be in the bushes before?
Well, I, mean,
I haven't. I honestly haven't. Can say I have not pooped the bush. Wow, well, Joe, this didn't work out. Your favorite did it. Two out of 3 of us are like, nope, haven't.
Trying to get her back, bro.
Actually, no, I did.
Okay, well, then I'm in the minority. I haven't pooped in the bushes.
Yeah, I've tried it.
I can't. I don't know. I just
stage
yeah.
fright, bro, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. Anyway, so, Brianna.
No, let's get into it. I just feel like, dude, everybody, I can see you're tired of using the bathroom. Some people have to really take the deuces. I don't know, man. We had a great time. We got drunk. I hear what's going on. You're not being, like, very fair, you know? Not having my back. I don't understand. If it was you, if it was a guy, he had to it's a like, it happens. I don't I just feel like silver reacted.
I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, people don't go dude on the side of the road often.
Yeah, be a guy or girl.
You see homeless
on a date, too.
That's an adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tell you like this. Brianna looked like Rihanna, but she went in the bushes and turned Tina Turner in Mad Max.
Oh, my God.
So she really is Bumblebree.
There you go.
She transformed. She went from a hot sports car into...
Yes.
Damn, you got bug eyes and wings.
Hey, I gotta go, I gotta go. It's better out than in, you know? Like Shrek said.
The average person, being an adult, usually waits till they come across a restroom to drop a deuce.
Yeah.
And even go shishi at the same time, you know? Like, I mean, they both apply.
I couldn't hold anymore. You guys are, like, judging me.
Yeah, because you're on the sidewalk. I mean, what do you expect?
Wait. I mean, dogs do it all the time.
We're not dogs, though.
Yeah, are you really comparing us to canines? Is that...
I'm trying to help her out.
Do dogs pay taxes?
I'm trying to help her out.
To be discreet. Wait, can I say this too? Because I was trying to be discreet, and I think he thought because I was like that it was like hot or something, and then he must have realized dude, it was kind of like diarrhea-ish, you know?
This is very graphically detailed. I appreciate all of the nuances that you're providing us with a depiction of what happened when you took a shit in
we
Waikiki.
We do appreciate it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a little like diarrhea situation.
Nah, that just wasn't a very classy move right there. You could have waited till we got them up. You know what I'm saying? That's something a guy would do. If that was the case, I would have put some toilet paper from the tiki bar, and you could have took care of that.
Yeah, that's
true. Who the f*** is classy when they're drunk? We were drunk. Drunk. drunk.
She was drunk.
Literally.
It doesn't happen. It happened.
Yes.
And that's why he never got back to you.
You know what? If you were my guy or somebody I could really build with, when you're an old dude and you can't hold it in, you're shitting all over your place, you're going to want some hot young cutie to take care of you. And guess what? That could have been me, but since you're such a jerk about bodily
jerk,
normal
hell
fluids,
jerks don't let you use their bathroom and sleep on their couch. Remember that.
Yeah.
Sure. Don't call the jerks call the radio and try to embarrass me, man. Why the would you say that?
Well, what's really bad about that, Brianna, you called us.
Yeah, so
you're the one reached out to us first.
Exactly.
Well, we called him.
You set yourself up for this one.
I don't even remember this.
I was drunk.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember taking this. I don't remember about that night.
I'm pooping right now.
The night I don't remember taking it. The whole thing's just a big story.
It is.
You guys are taking this too far.
Yeah, you're like the Oprah Winfrey of right now. You guys. Everybody gets on.
And you're be on. So I am the. You're gonna miss out on this good right here.
Wait, are we talking about you literally like your or like are we being facetious? Anyway, okay, well,
people guys gonna have fun today.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, lads, I mean, we could offer you dinner, we could offer you the lottery, we could offer you
a new car.
I don't think that anyway you're gonna say no. Not to this.
No.
You guys are judgmental, man. Sometimes it's a healthy, solid. Sometimes it's a murky, diarrhea, like watery. And the thing about it is, you don't judge nobody for their.
Well, thing is, Brianna, here. Let me simplify it for you. What you're thinking is that we're judging you for the what, which is the. We're not judging you for that. We're judging you for the when and the where.
Yeah.
Somebody's so yard happened? Or sidewalk.
Do you understand? No, yes. Where?
We were
on the sidewalk. When? When we were in public. That's when. That's what we're judging you on.
Drunk and walking down the street and I can hold it anymore.
Have you ever done that before? Or is this the first time? Or maybe you don't
it's
remember?
That's a great question because this sounds like I said it jokingly earlier. This sounds like a regular Friday night to you.
Because if you're a serial shooter,
we can't be friends anymore.
I'll send you a year's supply of Huggy White.
You guys are making me feel pretty. How about that?
It's probably because you couldn't wipe really well with the weekly magazine that you had the other night. Ouch. Well,
oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. You know what, Lance? I'm out. You know.
Happened. I went where I could, and to be honest, like I said, I was trying to be discreet a little bit, if I remember correctly. But it's like, who's the fuck classy when they're drunk? First of all. Second of all, I wouldn't have. Dude. I guess you could have just been like, the radio's calling me, and, you know, this happened with this girl, and, man, if that's the real reason why you don't, you know, like me, because either way, like, I still thought we had a pretty good
time. I don't, I'm commenting on this because you called me. They wouldn't have contacted me on their own. You went through them. So, obviously, you saw stuff over here you like.
But you could have been more of a gentleman and been like, hey, I'm going to tell her the issue.
I gave a gentlemanly statement. I could have been worse, way more graphic than what I was.
Oh, we want to hear that one.
If I was a witness.
Not for nothing.
I think Brianna provided us with enough detail about it.
Yeah, I got the gist of it, yeah.
You're really a jerk, though, because everybody if I was an old person,
in the middle of the street at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's like Morse code again.
I really don't have to take this. Like, I don't know.
You contacted all of us. What are you doing?
I know what happened.
I think you guys are pretty at this point.
Oh, wow.
Well, we already know
you laugh about it. Think it's funny, but not for, you know, I just think that, like I said, we knew each other for a little while. We were exploring each other, and I really think that's really kind of mean to, like, pick on somebody because they had diarrhea when you really think about
it. There was nothing to explore once we got home, so.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, it did explain all the snacking that you had earlier, Brianna, while we're on the phone.
Yeah.
You got to continue to reload.
Yes.
Now, Brianna, I think what Lance is saying, we've all done stupid things drunk. I can't claim to have actually pulled down my pants in public, dropped a deuce while on a date in a crowded area like that of Waikiki, drunk or not. But I think whether or not you did it, it happens. Some people make mistakes like that when they're inebriated, but I think it's the fact that you have zero regret about it. That's kind of turning Lance and everyone off.
If I got it, it's not like it's something I would just do all the time, but I really, it was like an emergency.
That's something my boys would say.
And I was drunk. I mean,
the thing is, you're Waikiki. There's restaurants everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, and hotels.
Literally
I'm not a big drinker, guys. I'm not a big drinker. I'm more of a.
You could have fooled me. Not a big drinker. You went through a bottle
of
Tito.
I couldn't control it. I'm really not a big drinker. I'm more of a pothead. I'm just being honest. Wow. Can I say that?
Well, when you drink.
Yeah.
When you drink.
All right, well, Lance, if we offer you dinner and drinks, a brand new Tesla Cybertruck,
a Costco sailboat, pack of toilet paper,
and the yacht that is captained by Oprah Winfrey,
there you go.
Along with a guaranteed lottery winning ticket that is somewhere in the nine figures,
nice.
Would you be interested in another date with the Brianna?
She's the bro.
Her twin sister, but not her. No.
Oh, because she's fine. That's right. Okay.
At least she had that going.
Brianna, do you have a twin sister?
Oh, she's
she sorry. She's taking a right now. She'll be right back with us.
Right now.
She's
kidding. No,
exactly.
I'm just
older,
you guys. I thought you were going to help me. You're kind of being jerky.
We did. We offered pretty much the world to him.
Yeah, he said no.
He asked about your sister.
Turned off the lottery ticket.